The state of California is suing now the U.S. Department of Justice over President Donald Trump's sanctuary city policies. At issue is the administration's plan to deny public safety money to cities and counties that limit their cooperation with federal immigration enforcement. State Attorney General Javier Becerra says that, indeed, is illegal, and his suit makes California the state to challenge the administration on the issue in court. With more, we're joined by Kevin Roderick on this week's LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
This is something that critics of Becerra's have wanted for a long time. Why did he finally decide to do this now?
Well, remember, Becerra took office as Attorney General, vowing that he was going to be the point man in California's resistance to Donald Trump and administration policies on things like immigration. So I think you could say this has been due, but I think what prompted this is Attorney General Jeff Sessions a couple of weeks ago making clear that he is going to start going after states now or specific cities that don't fall in line with what the Trump administration wants in terms of cooperation with immigration officials.
So what has been then the response of the U.S. Attorney General, Sessions?
Well, Sessions has not responded to this lawsuit today, but he has said in the last few days, you know, has been making his position clear that he feels it's a law enforcement issue for cities and states to cooperate with immigration officials to make sure that people who are in custody who have violated the law are turned over to immigration officials. Well, the position of Becerra and local law enforcement officials in Los Angeles and elsewhere is that law enforcement and justice itself is actually served by not cooperating with immigration officials in all cases. They still will turn over serious felons for deportation to immigration officials, but they don't want to kind of muddy up the process of law enforcement by making everyone who is in the city or in the state illegally scared of any contact with a police officer.
And they believe that it does more harm than good, right? That this is a way to alienate the community as opposed to bring people together on tips and things like that.
Absolutely. That is the position of Becerra, the attorney general, and of, you know, Charlie Beck, the chief of police in Los Angeles, feels the same way, that police officers need to be able to interact with people who are in the country legally and illegally, or else everybody is more unsafe.
And for his part, L.A. County Sheriff Jim McDonnell doesn't necessarily disagree with Charlie Beck, but he is against, Kevin, this so-called sanctuary state bill. This is SB 54.
Yes. And by the way, we should point out that there are differences of opinion within the law enforcement community on this question of how much cooperation with federal immigration officials is appropriate. But there is this bill before the legislature that would, you know, the catch-all term for it is that it would declare all of California a sanctuary state. And even Governor Jerry Brown says he doesn't like that description. He doesn't think that is an accurate way to put it. And he has misgivings about some provisions of that bill, including the idea that it might get in the way of deporting actual, you know, bad hombres that who are in jail now, who've created serious felonies, and no one is arguing that they should be allowed to stay in the United States.
The city of San Francisco, Kevin, joined Becerra in this suit. Support, though, is not uniform in California. What are GOP leaders saying across the state?
Well, they're more echoing Attorney General Sessions' position that it's a law enforcement question to have immigration officials be able to collect people at the jails and move them on to deportation more than what, for instance, Charlie Beck would like. So I think there's some pushback from the Republican leaders in Sacramento. And you see this division across California. I mean, there's not a uniform position on this, that's for sure.
Kevin Roderick with today's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.